February 8, 2018, Biblical Hebrew 1, Lida Hill. Say hello.
Hello.
Oh, no, no. Shalom.
Shalom.
I did it the right, you know, the right way this time. All righty. Very good. Hi. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom chem. Ani Lida. How are you? I am Lida. I am your Hebrew teacher for the next 10 weeks, all right? And we're going to have fun. You know why we're going to have fun? Because I used to be a preschool teacher. I brought my learning tools. Anyway, so on the board it says, Bruchim Habaim. We read from left to right in English, and then we read from right to left in Hebrew. Yeah. Now, this is how you write Bruchim Habaim. Bruchim means blessed. Okay, but it is in the passive form. Hello. You must be Sarah?
No, Vimina.
Oh. And this word Bruchim, the root word is Berech.
Ni.
The word Baruch. Baruch Hashem. We all say Baruch Hashem, blessed be the name. It has something to do with the bending of your name. Okay? So here, Bruchim Habaim, it means blessed coming. Bruchim Habaim, blessed coming. But you don't say blessed coming. We say welcome. Okay? In English, it is simply welcome. But the thing is, I am welcoming a bunch of people. That's why I'm saying Bruchim Habaim. If I want to say welcome, Evelyn, I would say Bracha. Bracha Haba'ah. And if I want to say welcome to Levi, I would say Baruch Haba. If I want to say welcome to everybody, I would say Bruchim Habaim. But if I only want to say welcome to a bunch of ladies, I would say Brachot Habaot. That's what we're going to be learning in Hebrew. Hebrew is a very gender-oriented language. All right? Okay, so tonight, what we're going to do first, we're going to do first things first. And my previous class know about this. We're going to stand up. And we're going to do, find east. Where is east? Right there, okay? The Shema, Deuteronomy 6:4, hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one, is the central prayer of the Jewish people. And they say this most of the time. So, and the way they do it, they cover their faces like this. But for those of you who haven't memorized it, you can go ahead and... Okay, ready? Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Baruch Shem Kevod, Malkuto Leolam Vaed. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Blessed be his glorious name, whose kingdom is forever and ever. Amen. And there's another one. Whenever we talk about the gospel, we are going to recite this. Let's read all together. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam hatov vehametiv. Blessed art thou, Lord our God, King of the universe, who is good and who does good. Amen. You may be seated. Okay, this is the Jewish thing. They always bless God. Okay, they always bless you, Lord, for the flowers. Bless you, Lord, for the air. Bless you, Lord, for my family. Bless you, Lord, for things, this and this and that. But in the Christian world, it's like this: bless me, Lord. Bless me, Lord. Bless. Okay? But in Jewish traditions and culture, always blessing the name of the Lord. Hi, Cora. And so I'm going to send you, if you give me your email addresses, I'm going to send you the copy of these two blessings. Each class, we're going to recite those at the end of this whole course. I expect you to memorize. Okay, memorization is the key. Hi, Cassie. Mashlomek. So, okay. So not only that, we will pray. We will open, Pastor Levi is going to open it up in prayer. Go ahead.
Lord God, thank you for this evening. Pray that as we learn this, help us to retain it, and help us to apply it to our lives. And thank you for all you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. Okay. In my previous class, they love to sing. So we're going to be singing, too. How'd you like that? And we're going to be singing Hebrew.
All right. If I can find the volume.
Okay, this song is very familiar. You will hear this song every Friday night at a Jewish family, in a Jewish family, celebrating the Shabbat. Can you hear it? Those who know the song, please sing loud.
Shalom, Malachi.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed is He. I like that song because it's repetitive. We need to repeat things so we can memorize. Okay, this one song is very special. One of my favorites. Let's worship. the time. God is great. Amen. Don't you love that song?
Yes. Yes.
I love singing in Hebrew.
Amen. Gloria a Dios.
Amen. Amen. Amen, Señora. Gloria a Dios. All right. So first of all, I forgot to introduce myself. My name is Lida. I was born and raised in the Philippines. Of all people, teaching you Hebrew. I am married to Mark Hill. He's a volunteer, what we call it, security person here at Maranatha. And we both attend Maranatha Chapel and also attend the Messianic Synagogue in Claremont. And what else? I have two children. I have a 31-year-old daughter and a 23-year-old daughter. Okay. I have a surfer. My 23-year-old loves the ocean. She's a surfer. And my 31-year-old is a physician's assistant. And I met my husband while I was teaching ESL, English as a second language, in Japan. And I was, again, a Filipina teaching English. we met in Okinawa while I was teaching there. He was in the Navy. We married in Okinawa, Japan, and he asked for the Philippines. We had a 3-year tour in the Philippines. This is before the Mount Pinatubo erupted. We were, safe. But anyway, from there, from Japan to the Philippines to the United States. And we can't take our kids out of this place. They love San Diego. But anyway, I graduated from Bethel Bible College, and that's in the Philippines. I have a bachelor's degree in Christian Ministries and Christian Education. And I also finished my Biblical Hebrew and Biblical Aramaic at Hebrew University of Jerusalem. I was not in Jerusalem the whole time. I was in San Diego. Everything was done online. Yes. Distant learning. And that was, a whole 5 years of learning Hebrew and Aramaic. Now I am battling Greek this time. But anyway, yeah. Anyway, welcome. Baruchim Habayim, everybody. Now, I am telling you welcome, and then you would tell me thank you.
Toda.
Toda. Very good. Toda. Can you say toda?
Toda.
Toda.
Toda,
thank you. Yeah. Toda rabba.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Toda doesn't really mean thank you. It is a noun that means thanksgiving. Oh. So when you're saying to that, literally you're saying thanksgiving. But it, to that is thank you. All right. So what we're going to talk about first is the syllabus. There's 4 pages, right? But by the way, who's a credit student here? Don't tell me no credit student. Audit. Oh, there's a credit student. Oh, that's right. Cassie is. Okay. Oh, you're audit. Oh, excuse me. Okay. So if you are an audit student, and if you want to take the midterm and the final exam, you have to follow the syllabus. But the rest of you, the only important page is page 3. That's what we're going to follow. First week, which is today, we will talk about the intro to Hebrew, aleph, bet, consonants, and vowels. Okay? Now, as we progress, we will go through all these. Okay, I'm a type of a person that I don't like wasting time. I just want to go for it. Okay? So, let's see, what else do I need? We are going to have a break at 8 o'clock. So stop me when the clock says 8 o'clock. Let's see, who is Sarah Estrada? Not here? Francesca? Riva Henderson? Christina is here. Okay, forgot to check Christina. Jan? Not here? Okay.
There we go. But anyway, so 8 o'clock, we're going to take a break, and then right at about 10 till 9, kind of do this, you know, like, almost 9, you better stop talking. Because I want to be out of here by 9:10. All right, so what is Ivrit? What is Hebrew? Why are you here? Why do you want to learn Ivrit? Why do you want to learn Hebrew? I know Rick is so excited about learning Hebrew, and Levi and Anita, but what about the rest of you guys? What attracted you to Hebrew, Cassie?
I want to learn Hebrew so I can live in Israel.
Oh, good motivation. Yes, what else? Yes.
I wanted to learn Hebrew my whole life, practically, you know, and it's just basically everybody else tells me how the Bible's translated.
Yes.
And I have to trust them, so I'd like to know myself.
Very good. But you know what? This is just a 10-week class.
Yeah.
Okay? I can't promise you that you're going to be, you know, reading the whole just 10 weeks. But at least you're going to be reading a little syllable here and a little syllable there.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the start. All right. So, personally, the reason why I got into this is because I was encouraged by Ray Bentley. He gave me a book. It's called In His Own Words. Did you bring it?
Yeah.
Okay. In His Own Words. And I read it through, and I said, I want to learn God's language. Now, before I read this, I read this. Your people shall be my people. Your people shall be my people. And I recommend that you get his copy.
Can I take a picture?
Okay. I read this book back in 2007. And after that, I was very, very restless. I wept and wept. I read it over and over again, and still weeping. And I'm here now. So the Lord wanted me to read that book. The Lord wanted me to read the in His Own Words. And then I ended up in Hebrew University, and now here. I'm just telling you guys, you're very, very blessed. Most of you are coming in as guests, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, basically free, right?
Mm-hmm.
I paid thousands of dollars at Hebrew University. But it's all the Lord. I when I communicate with the Lord, I said, Father, why me? You know? Because in such a time like as this, you're here. God is drawing you guys to learn the most precious word of God. In where's my Bible? Zephaniah 3. Oh, is that Zephaniah? Oh, there you go. Zephaniah 3. Let's go over there if you have your Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Zephaniah 3:9. It says, it says, for then I will restore to the peoples, not just one ethnic group, peoples, a pure language, that they all may call on the name of the Lord to serve him with one accord. This is going to be our verse, our class verse. Last semester, our class verse was Matthew 5:18, I believe. You know, no yod or kot shall pass away. All of these shall be fulfilled. That was our class verse. But this time, it is going to be much deeper here. What is God talking about? That he will restore to the peoples a pure language. Okay, Hebrew, Ivrit, was dead for 2,000 years. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
When the Jewish people were exiled in Babylon, how many years? 70, coming back to Jerusalem, coming back to Judah, coming back to Israel, they were speaking a different language, Aramaic, which is very close to Hebrew. But in 1948, what happened? What
Israel.
Israel was born again.
Yes.
Born again. As a nation And what did Ben-Gurion, David Ben-Gurion said? You're not going to be speaking English. Yeah. You're not going to be speaking Yiddish. You're not going to be speaking Spanish. We're going to speak what? Hebrew. So that dead language is alive and well. And so the Lord has restored it. Okay? And what did God say? For what? There's always a purpose. To serve Him. To glorify Him. To praise His name. All right. Name. God has a name. You know that, right? He has a name. Actually, His name has the tetragrammaton, Yod-Heh, Vav-Heh. Before we get into that, since everybody's here, yes?
So one thing, I know it was Eliezer Ben-Yehuda, mm-hmm. who actually was very instrumental in restoring the language.
Correct.
Yeah. He's a class 1 and 2.
Yes. Actually, but that was declared a law by David Ben-Gurion, because David Ben-Gurion was the very first prime minister of Israel. Okay, so what I'm going to do here is I'm going to find, because I was thinking, no, I'm not going to show this to them, but now I think I'm going to show it. I have shown this to my first group. Okay. But since you guys are all here, let's talk about this first. This is the most holy name of God. Three letters. Yod, Hey, Vav, Hey. We can't pronounce it because there's no vowel points. And to this day, nobody knows how to pronounce it. We have an idea. Now, Yod Hey Vav Hey starts with a Yod, which is a picture of a what? Originally? A hand. And the letter Hey is a picture of somebody who's saying, Hey! Behold! And the Vav is a picture of a nail. And another Hey thing, behold. So originally it is hand, behold, nail, behold. Are you getting something from that?
Yes.
Hand, behold, nail, behold. There's something there, right? Okay, let's go back to the crucifixion in John 19. In John 19, it says, all right, John 19, starting with verse 17, and he, bearing his cross, went out to a place called the place of a skull, which is called in Hebrew, Golgotha, where they crucified him and two others with him, one on either side, and Jesus in the center. Now Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross, and the writing was?
Jesus.
In English, it says, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Then many of the Jews read this title, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Hebrew, Greek, and Latin. So during those times, people are, reading Hebrew, okay? But there's Greek. Greek was the lingua franca in those times. Then the chief priest of the Jews said to Pilate, do not write the King of the Jews, but he said, I am the King. Change it to this, I am the King of the Jews instead. Pilate answered, what I have written, I have written. Now, when you read the Bible and there is kind of like a dispute like that, it's time to ask questions. Why are the Jews disputing that sign? Here's the sign in Hebrew. Yeshua HaNotzri Umelech HaYehudim. Okay. And in Latin, it says Inri. I Jesus Nazarenus Rex Ivaderum. In Greek, Ioseus o Nazareus o Basileus ton Iodeon. Okay, so these are the three signs, the three writings. And so why in the world the Jews are having so much hard time, difficulty with this? Okay, let's examine. This is how you write in Greek. Ioseus Nazareus o Basileus ton Iodeon. Nah, nothing. Well, maybe some of the Jews like, what is that? In Latin was actually the language of the intellectuals. Okay. Nowadays, you know, like, oh, you speak French? Then, oh, you speak Latin. Jesus, Nazarenus, Rex, Iodeum. You sometimes would see them on a cross in a ring. All right? Okay, so now the Jews won't, they're not angry about that. This is why they're angry, what they're angry about. This is Yeshua, HaNotzri, Umelek, HaYehudim. Why are they so, you know, so mad about this sign? This first letter is Yod. This second letter is He. This third letter is Vav. This fourth letter is He. That's the name of God. Yod, He, Vav, He. On the very sign that Pilate wrote. That's why the Jewish people said, they are seeing the name of God right there. Like, no, don't do it. Don't put that sign. And did Pilate know about that?
No.
Pilate didn't have a clue. So that's God's name. And in Zephaniah 3:9, is that correct, Zephaniah 3:9? It says he's going to restore a pure language so that we may praise his name. People, he has a name. He has many names, by the way. But this is his most holy name, the Tetragrammaton. Tetra means four. All right, this is the INRI in Latin. And you still see it in the cathedrals. And right there, above the cross, right there, that's INRI. And right there, too. INRI. We didn't have a clue that was Latin for you. All right, so now we know his name. Okay? So we will dive into our lesson for tonight, and that would be the intro to Hebrew. Let me take a look if I have it. There you go. Okay, everybody, read this.
In the beginning, God created
the heavens and the earth. Bravo. You can read that. You can read Hebrew. Because Hebrew do not have vowels. The vowels that we're going to be learning, those are invented by the Masoretes. Okay? So, you already know it, you know, because your brain is kind of programmed to, like, oh, yeah, that's E. We may omit the vowels. And we still understand, right? That. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Okay. Now, I just want to remind you, I love this verse. Psalm 11:3. If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? I think the reason why there's so much dispute among the Christian translations and interpretation of the Bible is because we lost the foundation. The foundation is broken. We need to rebuild that foundation. You guys are rebuilding the foundation. We're going back to the original language. We're going back to the most meaty part of the Bible. Psalm 11:3, if the foundations are destroyed. Wow, who destroyed it? Anyway, in the beginning, this is how they look like. No. The letter Aleph, this is the very first letter of the Hebrew alphabet, or Hebrew alphabet. This is how you write the first letter, or the first consonant in Hebrew. But the story tells you that it doesn't look like that before. It looks like this. It looks like a head of a?
An ox.
Right. Now, in Genesis, it didn't start like this. Okay? It didn't start like that. Actually, let me show you something. Can you see it? This is Genesis chapter 1. In English, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. In Hebrew, Bereshit bara Elohim et hashamayim ve et haaretz. That's how the Masoretes wrote it. This is how Jesus read his Tanakh. But when Moses or Abraham or David wrote this, it looks like this. You see it? Let me see. Let's make it a little bigger. Oh. Okay. You see the bet is a picture of a tent. The resh is a picture of a kind of like a head. You know? And look at the aleph. Look at that aleph. It looks like this is still looking like a head of an ox. That's the letter aleph. What can you tell about this letter aleph? Head of an ox. Ultimately, this became our letter A. Okay, take a look at the letter bet. The letter bet, this is the letter bet. This is the way Moses wrote the letter bet. It looks like a what? A tent.
Yes.
Okay, it's a tent, like that. When you go camping, it fits a tent. And ultimately, it becomes our letter B. Okay? So that's it. It evolved like that. So let's take a look at the next page. All right, here we go. The Aleph, the Beit. The Beit's also written this way. The Yad is like that. All right, this is the history of the Aleph Beit. I don't think you have this in your book. I can send this to you. All right. Here we go. Let's go back and let's take a look at the original Aleph. It's an ox. And that ox actually is a symbol of what? Strength. Israel is an agricultural country. They use their oxen to plow the fields, carry burdens, picture of strength, an ox. Aleph also means governor, leader. That's why you hear the word caliphate. What is a caliphate? You know, the Muslim people, they want to establish their caliphate. The word caliphate is from caliph. That's Arabic. Caliph means governor. It came from Aleph. All right? Okay. The letter Beit is a picture of a house or a tent. The Gimel, the third letter, is a picture of a camel. Gimel, camel. Rhymes. The Dalet is a picture of a door. Here's the Hey, one of the letters of God's name. Hey, behold. Revealing something. There you go. Another letter that belongs to God's name is a vav. It is a hook or a nail. Zion, the seventh letter, is a weapon. The chet is a picture of a wall, fence or a wall. Tet is a snake. Yod is a closed hand. Kaf is a palm. Lamed is a cattle goat or a staff. Mem is water, a raging water. Nun is a live fish. Samek is a prop. Something that you use to support something. Ayin, it's very easy. Ayin. Pei is a mouth. Sadi is a fish hook. By the way, have you heard of the place in Israel called Bethsaida? By the way, Bet. Okay, means what? House. This is where we get Bethlehem. Bethlehem. Actually is Bethlehem. Beth is house. Lechem is bread. Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Jesus was born in the house of bread. Later on, he said, I am the bread of life. He was born, and the little baby Jesus was placed in a feeding trough. Think about that. Think about all the connections. Okay, going back to Sadi, there's a place in Israel called Bethsaida. There's the bed again. House. Sade is what? Hook. Fish hooks. Bethsaida is a place of fish hooks. That's why Peter and John and James, the fishermen, hang out in Bethsaida. That's where they get their fish hooks. Okay. Kuf is the back of the head. And that is Jim Caviezel. The Passion of the Christ. Resh is the head. Next letter is Sheen. Teeth. Or a tooth, I'm sorry. And Tav. It's the cross. The very last letter of the alphabet, there's 22 of them, the very last letter is a cross. Okay, modern, here we go. 22 of them. If you know how to read, let's read together. Ready? Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav, Zayin, Chet, Tet, Yod, Kaf, Lamed, Mem, Nun, Samek, Ayin, Pei, Tsadi, Kuf, Resh, Shin, Tav. And I would like you to memorize that. Yes.
I've heard Vav pronounced Wa.
Mm-hmm. In this class, we will pronounce it as Va. Okay? Vav, not Wa. Do you notice the name of God, Yahweh, and Jehovah? The Vav is sometimes pronounced Wa or Orba. Remember the, I want to go to Hawaii instead of Hawaii. Hava. You know, the Va and the Wa, you know, it can interchange. But in our class, it's going to be a Vav, right? No Wow, but Vav. Okay. Anyway, so this is the modern way to write the alphabet. Now, Jesus said what in Revelation 1, I think 1:8? I am the Alpha and Omega. Well, you know what? I don't think he would say Ani Alpha Ve Omega. No, he said Ani Aleph Letav. Okay, I am the Aleph and the Tav, because that's the Hebrew alphabet. He wasn't a Greek person. Thank you very much. Okay, so just want to let you know that. He said, I am Alpha and Omega, but no, that's not the Aleph. He's not Alpha and Omega. He is Aleph and Tav. Okay? This is the picture of the first letter, which is an ox, and then the last letter is a Tav, which is the picture of the cross. What do you see there? What significance when they're brought together?
It's the bond, the strength.
The strength, and yeah, but what else? What are being sacrificed at the temple?
Animals
are sacrificed at the temple. And we have the last sacrifice, Jesus on the cross. Yes. Aleph and Tav. Yes. Alpha and Omega, the Greek says. Okay. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, learning just the alphabet, you will learn so many messianic insights. It's everything points to Yeshua. Okay, here we go again. Aleph and Tav, Alpha and Omega. Okay, now, some of you already have ordered the books. I see them. And I hope that when you go home, you will memorize the letters. There are only 22 of them. Let's take a look how they are being pronounced. What are the sounds of these letters? Aleph is?
Silent.
Aleph is silent. But it will only be heard when you put a vowel pointing. And Aleph's numerical value is 1. When you see Genesis, let's see here. Oh, I took it. Oh, no, it's right here. Genesis 1. It's used in numbering verses. That's Genesis 1. Genesis, Bereshit Aleph. Bereshit Aleph Aleph. Genesis 1:1. Bereshit Aleph Bet. Genesis 1:2. So the numerical value of Aleph is 1. Next, the letter Bet. Okay, it has 2 sounds. The b and the v. When you see, can you see it?
Yes.
Let me see if I can make it bigger. Oh, yes. Okay. The second letter has 2 forms. Okay? This is a V sound. This is a B sound. Remember this. If there is a bullet inside this consonant, the sound is B, as in the B, as in B. Uh-oh, what happened? Okay. So now, if there is no bullet inside, it is the V sound, as in vat. Now, the next letter has the G sound. And it also takes the dot. It has 2 sounds, the G and the G. Okay, but nowadays, don't worry about it, because this form with the dot, it is found at the beginning of a word or in the middle of the word. Sometimes they go without, sometimes they do. But don't worry about it at this time. The next letter is, what happened? The dalet. The sound is duh. Again, there's 2 sounds, the and the duh. All right? One without the bullet inside is the. That, as in they are beautiful. And the one with the bullet is da, as in daddy. All right? Now, the next one is called hey. This is the easiest way to pronounce, because all you have to do is hey. All right? Now, the next letter is, there we go. Vav. Sometimes it's pronounced as wa, sometimes it's va, but in this class, it's a va, all right? Don't tell anyone. It's a va. Okay, the next letter is called Zion, like in zebra or in zoo, zoology. Okay? Next letter is Ahmed. Chet. It's the letter Chet, as in Bach. This is called a guttural because it's coming from the your throat. As in when you're coughing so hard, you know. Yeah, this is a Chet, as in Bach. Okay? And the next one is easy. This is called a Tate, as in Tat. As in toy. Easy. Now, next one is Yod. Okay, you notice the Yod is the tiniest letter. Just a little thing like that. Like this. That's a yod. That's a yod. All right. But in Matthew 5, in Matthew 5:18, it said, not a yod. In English, not a jot. That's a jot or a dot. Shall pass away. Everything is going to be fulfilled. That's what Jesus was talking about. Yod. Now, and tittle. What is a tittle? Not a yod or a tittle will pass away, but everything will be fulfilled. The tittle is this.
A little crown mark.
That too. This is a letter bet, and this is a letter kaf. They're almost similar. However, this one is a little tittle. That's the tittle. This one does not have a tittle. Right. Now, a resh. This is a letter resh. And this is a letter dalet. Almost the same, but this one has a tittle. Not a yod or a tittle. That's what Jesus was talking about when he said that. Okay, next letter is a kaf. Again, the kaf takes a dot. Okay. Hello. Okay, two forms, one without the dot and one with. This red kaf is pronounced as like the chet, another guttural, another coughing lady. You know? Chet, kaf. The other one is hard kaf, okay? Like in, as in kai. Ha, as in Bach, and ka as in kite. All right. Next one is lamed. This is our letter L, as in lovely. Oh, how lovely! And next one is the letter mem, as in memory. Matt. Oh, you know what? I'm forgetting the numerical value. I'm so sorry. Okay, here. The numerical value of bet, gimel, dalet, hey, you know, understand, very, you know, well understood here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yod has a 10. It jumped to 20. You see that? Okay. Yod is 10. Kaf is twice as much. Two yods. Okay? So there's no 11. There is 20. Now, if you want 11, you're gonna combine 10 and the yod and aleph. Yod, aleph. Yod is 10. Aleph is 1. So add that equals 11. Oh, I'm sorry, that's too big. That's yod, aleph. That's verse 11. All right. So, next letter is lamed, and next is nun. I think we got that. Look at mem. 40. Mem means water. Okay? Mem, water. How many days did the rain?
40 days.
Water, right? Okay, next one is noon. And it's not, okay, noon. It sounds like no. No, said the baby. And it has 50 numerical value. Samek has 60. Samek, S, the letter S. There are two sounds of in this alphabet. We'll get to the other one in a little bit. So samek is 60. Ayin, another silent letter like aleph. Shh, it's very quiet. It will only say something when you put a vowel pointing. Now when we transliterate it, it's just that little tittle, or what do you call it, quotation mark. Like a comma, yeah. Aleph, when transliterated, is like this.
But ayin, when transliterated, is backwards. Like that. Okay? So you can differentiate the two. Okay, next. The pei. Pei's mouth. Oh, there's a dot. Okay, two sounds. One is as in fight, firefighter, as in fighting, and one as in people. Okay, it has a dot. It has the hard sound p, but without the dot, it's f. Okay, f. Fufa. All right. Next is I like sadi. Sadi sounds like pizza. Sometimes I transliterate it as TS, as in cats. Some people say they want pizza. So, but I like the cats, okay? Like in bats, right here, okay? Now, next is Kuf, as in Kish or Queen. And it has the numerical value of 100. Resh is the next one. And it has the numerical value of 200. And it has the R sound, as in river. Okay? And then Sin, there's two sounds of this form, of this consonant. You see this? Okay, you see the dots? Okay, let's talk about Shin and Sin. Looks like a letter W, and we are going to... Okay, when the dot is on the right side, it is... Okay, this is the sound. If the dot is on the left side, it is... Sin. So Sin is never... right. Or is that? Sin is never right. One way to remember it, okay?
8 o'clock.
Okay, Shin, the last one, Tav, as in another T sound, as in Tate. Now, remember, there are two S sounds, the Samek and the Sin. Okay? And Tate and Tav. Tav has two sounds too. It takes the pointing as well. Previously, it has the th. Without the pointing, it's the th, as in think. And with the dot, it's t, as in toy. All right? With that, yay! We're going to take a 10-minute break. And I have to turn to hold this. Let's see. How do you do that? Pass. Here we go. Okay, we're still talking about the alphabet. We're going to be talking about the final letters. You see this? That's a letter mem. Okay, regular mem is what?
Hand open.
Mm-hmm. Let's take a look at the regular mem. Mem. Where is it? Here you go. That's the regular mem. It is found in the first, the beginning of the word, the middle of the word, but when it is at the end of the word, it is closed. Okay, it doesn't have an opening. Right there? That's an opening right there. Okay, so we're going to take a look at the sofit. Can you say sofit?
Sofit.
Sofit means final. Okay, the letter kaf, when you see a word and it starts with the letter kaf, the kaf looks like this, the regular kaf. But, do I have one there? No. When it is at the end of the word, it looks like this. Next is the letter mem. We talk about that. You see the difference? Let me do that right there.
This is the end. This is the beginning of the word. Next is the noon. The noon, what's going on? Okay, I'm clicking the wrong button. This is the regular noon. This is at the end of the word. Okay, next letter is the letter pay. Regular pay, the final pay. And there's five of them. The last one is the tsadi. Tsadi is right here. Regular and the final. What do you notice about the tsadi? What do you notice about the tsadi?
It
goes straight
down. Which one? The beginning one?
This one.
Like a noon? Like
tsadi is, there's a noon, but tsadi is a special letter. The word righteousness, tzedek, starts with the tsadi. You see this man kneeling down and praying? With his head like this.
Kneeling down.
And this one is standing up. Praising like this. All right, so those are the final letters. Okay, and this is the complete alphabet with the sophit right here. And they also have the numerical value. The 22 letters, the last letter is Tav, it has the numerical value of 400. The letter Kaf is 500, the Mem is 6, the Nun is 7, 800 is Pei, 900 is Tsadi, the final Tsadi. Now, what is 1,000? 1,000 is going back to Aleph. Aleph is 1 and also 1,000. The song, the national anthem of Israel, Kol Ha'Beleva Penima, help me. Nefesh Yehudi Homiya Tofate Mizrach Kadima Ayin Letzion Sofiya Olu Avtat Ikvotenu Hatifat Shnot Alpayim. Alpayim is Aleph, two Alephs. Alpayim, 2,000 years. That song is saying, what it's talking about is their desire to go back to their land, and they've been longing for it for 2,000 years. The word alpayim, 2,000. Aleph. Okay? So I will be sending you this slide, and post it on your refrigerator so you will memorize it faster. Okay, so this is what we're gonna do. I learn faster when I see pictures, don't you?
Yes.
Okay. What if I just come here and you have your book, I have my book. Okay, let's read. Okay, this is without the picture.
That would be horrible.
I learned very fast because of this. This is actually my Hebrew University material. Yeah, and I'm using this. And so don't take pictures because I'm going to go to jail. Okay? I'm going to go to jail. Can you imagine me teaching Hebrew to the inmates?
It's a prison ministry.
Exactly. So, what are we going to do? Because the book is not going to be parallel with what I'm going to be talking about. It is you're going to be on your own reading for your edification, for your learning. Okay, you will learn more when you see things, when you see pictures, you know. So this is what we're going to do. Now, bit by bit, we are going to, portion by portion, we're going to learn the alphabet. Okay, the first letters that we're going to be learning are Lamed, Mem, Nun, and Resh. Can you see it well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, can you say Lamed?
Lamed.
La 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 la. Lamed. Mama mem. Na na na. Noon. Ra ra ra. Resh. Easy. Right? Now, take notice. Mem. two forms, the open mem and the sophit mem, the final mem. You will see the final mem at the end of the word. Nun, two forms. You will see this form, the beginning of the word. This is going to be the end of the word. All right. Lamed as in light, mem as in map, nun as in new, resh as in air. Okay. Actually, resh is not the Spanish burrito. It is more of air. Can you say air?
Air.
Air. It's not the rolling rosa burrito. No. It's air. Okay? It's almost, resh is also what we call a guttural letter. Okay? Gutturals are the letters that is pronounced or sounded from the throat, right here. Okay? Next slide. I'm sorry. Preschool teachers, remember that. Okay. For the sake of looking at the sophit or the final, okay, remember, sophit means final. This is called the mem sophit and nun sophit. Let's say we put together the la, the lamed, the la sound, and the nun sound. We form a word. Okay?
Let me find a pen.
There you go. The letter lamed sounds like what?
La.
Okay. Now, Hebrew, when you read it, it's from the right to left, right, but the English is from left to right. Okay, so this is la, this is la. What is underneath that lamed in the picture right there?
It's a T.
It's a letter T. It's a letter T. Okay, yes. The letter T. But this is called a vowel point. Okay? Now, that T is the vowel A in English. And this is the nun sophit right there. Okay? The final nun. Okay? And it has the na sound. So when you put together the la and the vowel a sound and the na, you have
lan.
You can read. Lan. Okay, how many components? One, two, three. How many? One, two, three. That's how you're going to learn how to read. Okay? You are going to count the components. Okay, up the letter. You just read lan. Okay, in Hebrew, it's not A-E-I-O-U. It's A-E-I-O-U. Okay, I have a student, and I teach at my house also, Friday nights, since 2013. I have a student, his name is Bob. Bob. In Hebrew, it's Bob. So I call Bob Bob. Now, I have a classmate in my Hebrew level 5, my last level of Hebrew. His name is Peter. I call him Peter. Peter, it's your turn to read. So we are doing A-E-O-U. So I know for the Caucasian people, the American, it's hard. But for the Filipinos, we are A-E-O-U. Sorry, guys. So I was watching TV one time, and this couple were doing the Aaronic blessing. Aaronic blessing is Yeberekecha Adonai veYismerecha Yer Adonai Panav Elecha veKunecha. They go like this. Yeberekeche Adonai veYismerecha. Because of the A at the end, it's pronounced A. I said, ay, 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 why are they on TV? They are butchering the Aaronic blessing. But anyway, but practice sounding your vowels, not A-E-I-O-U, but A-E-O-U.
Okay, we will talk about this in a little bit when we talk about the vowels. A, E, I, O, U. All right, next words. We put together the noon, and then that vowel point again, like a letter T underneath it, and then the final mem. Okay, look at this final mem and this mem. Because this is at the end of the word, it is closed. This mem is open because it is at the beginning of the word. So this is na-am. How many components? One, two, three. In English, one, two, three. Nam. Okay? The next word? Ma-er. Oh, wait a minute, Lida. Wait a minute, Miss Lida. That doesn't look like that point. Oh, we have a problem, Houston.
Let's see. There are two A vowels. This is a A as in father. This is A as in father.
Not good.
Not good. As in...
Now, alone is different. Alone is katov. Okay. Okay. I'm running out of words. Father. Apple. No, it's a long A too.
What about yacht?
It is an
yacht.
Yes. Yacht. It's an A. Okay. So there are two. Actually, there are three A sound. Ay, ay, ay. Okay. Three A sound. And I am trying to find the other one. I hope my dog didn't eat it. Three ah sound. Ah. Ah. Us. Ah. Ah. Us. Long ah. Regular ah. Short ah. Ah. Okay? We'll talk about this in a little bit. Okay, so the point of showing you this slide is to give you the examples of the sophit, the final noon and the final mem. Now, resh does not have a final. It's just the same, all right? So let's move on.
What is the word?
Mean? Okay, the lan and the nam, these are just invented words. But mar is a word. Mar means bitter. Remember Naomi? When she came back to Bethlehem, oh, don't call me Naomi. Call me Mara. Because I'm bitter. She was a widow. Mara is, because it's feminine. Mar is masculine, okay? There you go again, Miss Lida. Masculine and feminine. We will talk about that too. All right. Just like in Espanol, hermoso, hermosa. In Hebrew is that way too. Poquito, poquito. Can, can. Oh, si, si. All right. Here we go. Let's talk about this. Oh, there's a letter noon here. Aba. Oy, bye, boy. Look at what is underneath that letter noon. It looks like two dots together. Like this. It is the E sound. E. Okay? Noon. And then the pointing E. And then the resh. We put it together. We have... Nev. That is a nev right there. You see that? A lamp. The word is a nev unto my feet. That is what the word is. The word is the lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Nev is a lamp. That lady is carrying a lamp. Okay. So next word is m. And then that little dot in the underneath. That little dot. It's the E sound. Okay? Look at the slide. It's pre-written for you. So you put what letter in English you put here?
E.
M. What letter in English here?
N.
So you have
many.
Min. Okay. Oh, this one is a given. All right. This is a, like we have learned, this is the A sound, but it's under the resh. So it is the sound of R, and then the A sound underneath it. So it is, and then plus there is the last word, last letter, M, the sofit. So how do you read it? Ram, not Ram, L-A Ram. Is that
the football? The football team?
The Rams. The Rams, yeah, not Ram, but Ram. Ram means he exalted. Ram, from the root room to exalt. Min is from, the preposition from. I am from the Philippines. Ani, min, Filipini. They call Philippines Filipini in Hebrew. I'm Filipini. Uh-huh. Right, Philippines. Okay. Yo.
So that
ram,
that has a long sound, right?
Yes.
Ram.
Ram. Ram. Ram. Ram. Ram. Ram. Ram. Uh-huh. Yes. Okay. Unless it has a cantillation mark above it. Oh, and we're not going to worry about that. Okay. Ooh, this one is fun. The gutturals. We talked about it a little bit, right? The gutturals. There are actually five. You see here, there's a resh here. That is a guttural. Sometimes it acts as if it is not a guttural. So it is a confused little guy. Sometimes it's not a resh, sometimes it is. But anyway, aleph is coming from the throat as in uh-oh, okay, but it is silent, okay? Unless you put a vowel pointing, you're not gonna pronounce it. Hey, it's also a guttural, coming from the throat. Chet is notoriously a guttural. Chet. Okay. Ayin, special story about ayin. Used to be you can pronounce the letter ayin. The word, this is, okay, this is silent, right? So, if there's nothing underneath it, you do not say, you do not pronounce it. But I have the ah underneath it, so it is ah, right? Zayin, it's a zebra. It has the ah sound underneath it, so za. And hey, so you say ah, za. Ah, za. Okay, and the H, that's H. So what's gonna happen here is that this is gonna be like this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that is that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, when we transliterate it. Because that is the consonant ion. It is never a vowel letter. Okay, Aza. What in the world is Aza? It's in the Bible. It is the city of Gaza. Used to be that the ayin is pronounced, but they lost it. But in the Septuagint, when they translated into Greek, the Ga sound came out. That's why it's Gaza. Okay, there's another one, and it's very popular as well.
I'm sorry. It ended up in hay, right?
Yes.
In hay. But the hay is not pronounced as a ha. It will be silent?
Silent, yes.
Oh, okay.
Remember the hay. Okay, here we go. The hay is not pointed, too. Okay? Gaza. Aza. But we, so the Septuagint transliterated it into a G sound. Now, there's another one. It's called, let
This is silent. And that is a sound. This is a m. Mm-hmm. So this is a what letter?
M.
And now there is another vowel that we didn't talk about yet. This is actually the O sound. This is the vowel. Okay? Mm-mm. It's O. It's a colon vowel. Okay? And this is R. But the R has a vowel point. So the next is?
A.
And? Hey. Sodom and?
Gomorrah.
You see? The letter I originally is a sound. But we lost it. But two words in the Old Testament kept it. Rasa and Bamora. No, no, really.
I'm going to take a picture of your board, not the screen. So you know it's your
board.
You know, the point in here, I do not remember if this is a patak or a short one, a mora. I think this is, oh, I'm sorry, this is not a, this is it. Sorry. This is a reduced accent, amor, like alone. Okay? This is just historical stuff, okay? Historical stuff. Let's go to reality. All right. Ooh, we got 30 minutes. 20 minutes. All right, so let's see. We're not going to go there. Okay, we are going here. There you go. Let's talk about now. Let's focus on the vowels because we're doing this, and I haven't really explained what that is. I really haven't explained this. So let's go to the five vowels. Remember, we have A. A, E, O, U. A as in America, Africa, Aruba, A. E as in Estonia, Edmonton, Ecuador. E, Italia, Italy, Israel, Indonesia. O as in Osaka, Oregon, and Ontario. U as in Uruguay, Uzbekistan, Ulaanbaatar. Okay? Not U, but U. Not I, but E. Not E, but E. Right? Not A, but A. All right, so let's take some examples here. These are the Hebrew vowels. These are the A sound. This will look a little different compared to what's in the book. Okay? Again, this is Hebrew University. That is American textbook made by the Americans. I mean, created by the Americans, that textbook. But it's easy to understand. Now, here we go. Are you ready? Am I going too fast? Tell me. Okay? Okay, because when you leave this room, I want you to be putting together, you know, like one consonant and a little vowel and another consonant, and you syllabify. You read the little syllables. And then, if you get too excited, you can put those two syllables together and you form a word. Right?
Yes.
That's how I learn. And I'm very visual, you know. Okay, here we go. We're going to go from short to the long sound. All right. Reduced vowel looks like this. You know, my husband made this for me. Okay. When this is under a letter, a consonant, remember, aleph is not a vowel. It's a consonant. It's as in alone. Okay? You see it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's in your book as well. And then the second one is the short vowel, And you know the other one, the letter T. And the other one is actually, we add the letter hey.
that makes it a longer ah sound. Okay, right here. And don't get so, don't be afraid. You know, we're not, when we talk about this, when we start reading, there's going to be no little thingies on top of the letters. No, don't mind this, no. Now, these are the names of this letter. Khatab, Khatab, Patach. Now, when you see that letter H with the dot underneath, it is the chet, the ha sound. It's not the ha sound. The ha sound is without the dot underneath. It's in your book. Okay? So it is chataf patach. Chataf patach. That means reduced patach. Or reduced. This is a patach. It's a reduced patach. It's shorter than a patach. Now this minus sign is called patach. This T sound, vowel point is kamatz. In your book, it says kamatz, the letter E instead of kamatz, the letter A. It's the same thing. Okay? Kamatz, kamatz is the same thing. And the kamatz male. Kamatz male has the additional consonant hey. Okay? Right there. So that's the A. All vowels, look at the look at the disclaimer underneath. All A vowels are pronounced A as in father. Father. Okay? Okay? So you will have to memorize those A vowels. Are you ready for the E? All right. Let's do the E. There's a lot of E. Okay. I think I can make it bigger. Okay, let me see. And these are also in your book. Okay. Again, we start from the short eh, okay? This is called the hatepsego. Wait a minute. Let's do the ones that have its own name first. There we go. Okay, here we go. This is called a sere, right here. You see that? Sere. It's the E, the longer E sound. This is called the segol. It's shorter than the sere. This is called the hataf segol, shorter than segol, or short segol. Sere, segol, hatef segol, or reduced segol. Segol is purple in Hebrew. And what fruit has the color? Oh, wait a minute. Did I say segol? What did I say again? Segol is purple. What fruit has the purple color?
Grapes are
purple. It looks like a cluster of grapes. Segol. Okay? So when you see the segol, oh, grapes. Okay. Sere. Segol. Reduced segol. Yes,
please. Is it the more dots, the shorter the sound?
Yes. Exactly. Good point, Levi. Very good. Okay, so now what happens is there is what we call mater lectionis. Okay? We call them the long vowel of mater lectionis. You will see the letter me, you will see a consonant with this vowel and then a yod. It will sound as A, like in May, because the yod has the ya sound. Now, when it has the ha at the end, it's meh. May, meh. Okay? Now, the next one is same thing. It's May. Same as the segol, but it's longer. But you look at this. It is
the same. Segol, male. Right here, it's both segol. And this is tsere, male. This is tsere and tsere. May, me. All right. What is male? Male means full. Full. F-U-L-L. It's full spelling. Okay. Now, this one here, the two dots underneath, it looks like the colon. It is called the Shabbat. This is a... Okay, look at this word here. This is transliterated as upside down E. Because you almost not say it like Yishmaru, like Maverick. Maverick. Okay? Maverick. You don't say Maverick. It's Maverick. Okay. Correct. Exactly. Because that becomes the Shabbat. Maverick. Alright? Right here. Yishmeru. Yishmeru. The sh. The yish. Yishmeru. You see these two columns here? Yishmeru. The first one is not sounded. It's yish. But the other one becomes an S sound. Meh. This vowel point called shva is very, very problematic. So we will tackle that in one whole class.
Wow.
Maybe how long did we take that, Rick, when we took the Shabbat? A long time. The whole hour. Okay, so that's the S sound. Oh, thank you, Lord. The E sound is shorter. It's only two. All right. That dot underneath the consonant. And the Hirik Malay, the full spelling with the yod. Me. Same word, same pronunciation. Me. Me. Okay? It's called Hirik. Hirik. See the H here? Has the dot underneath it?